Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today. Come on, Florida, around the world. Come on, you can do better than that. I'm talking about Jesus. Aren't you glad you're saved, sanctified, on your way to heaven? You can be seated. If you're watching online, this won't make sense to you, but there's a little guy here that's got $5, and he has an offering envelope already. Give it up for the guy. He's giving right away. Impressed. Today we're going to be talking, obviously, about clearing the clutter in your life. And first of all, you can't really clean clutter. You got to remove clutter, okay? I'm preaching to myself here, okay? Because I'm the type of person that I don't like a mess. It drives me crazy. But I'll just move stuff from this pile to this pile. Anybody admit what you're there? And, you know, you got to remove it. So there's certain things, obviously, in your life right now that are bothering you, that you kind of feel like you're stuck. You're like, how do I get to the next level? I got some things that are bugging me. And so today, my goal is, for the next few minutes, is to try to help you through the Word of God, cut through that clutter to say, wait a minute, I'm going to take charge of my life again. Because the worst thing you can do is give up and say, well, I'm always going to be addicted. I'm always going to be in this scenario. I'm never going to lose the weight. You got to keep hoping. Keep hope alive the whole time. Somebody shout amen to that. First scripture we want to go to is Hebrews 4. By the way, it's a dad joke, but it doesn't say Shebrews. This is a great scripture for the women. It says Hebrews. He makes the coffee, right? For the word of God is alive and active, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it penetrates even the dividing of the soul and spirit. Dividing the soul and the spirit. And it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. So I want to talk just a second about the trichotomy of man. First of all, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. In fact, when you die someday, they're not going to keep your body no matter how great it is. I'm going to try it over here. They're not going to keep your body no matter how it's like, oh my God, you worked really hard, you got six-pack abs, you're ripped, okay? But no, we're not, because they don't really love your body, they love you. So your body is your earth suit while you're here. You are a spirit being. And so God speaks to you to your spirit, not necessarily your flesh. We call it our heart, the hidden man of the heart. I'm not talking about the blood pump, although your blood pump, truly, if you study it out, the blood pump that you have is actually stressed and strained by what is happening in your spirit, man. You're aggravated, your disappointment, hypertension, all these things that are causing cortisol levels to hit. And we even do it in the natural when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. He doesn't speak to you in a judgmental way. You've never heard God go, you dirty rascal. You're just like your mom. He's just like your dad. You got these issues. No, the Holy Spirit will never, you got to write this down, He will never condemn you. He convicts you. So there's a huge difference between conviction and condemnation. Condemnation is when you're like, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. David, you're no good. And then the devil goes, come on and say it again, you're no good. No, no, no. That's the enemy tapping in with the inner me because you have maybe some childhood trauma, a lot of drama. You don't feel like you're important. You thought you would be further along by now. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, wait a minute, quit thinking that way. Clear that clutter. And I want you to get your mind back and get your hope back and get in church again and realize that God can do anything. Somebody ought to shout amen to that at any time. So this statement I want them to put up, the first step towards getting somewhere is deciding you're not going to stay where you are. So you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then you have to monitor your heart, not just your blood pump, but your heart. I'll be 55 September 9th. I want you to write that down because clearly you forgot last year. And so now I'm at the age where my friends get together. Unfortunately, a lot of them talk about their health. You know, we're on this and I'm on that. I'm taking this drug. If you're not there yet, if you're lucky enough, you will get there. They make jokes about, you know, I got old-timer disease. I went down, pull up my socks, and it was my skin. You know, there's all kinds of stupid dad jokes that keep going and going and going. But some of my friends now are on what they call heart monitors because they have arrhythmias, or it feels like it's flip-flopping. A guy told me this last week. It's just like a flip-flopping. And so they put this heart monitor on so the doctor can check what is going on with their heart. And sometimes this medicine triggers that, and now you got to take this medicine to lower that and to raise this. They have a monitor on their heart. The Holy Spirit has a monitor on your heart. And he's saying, hey, I'm always leading you and guiding you, and I want you to keep an eye on your spirit man or your hidden man of your heart, because God leads you through your heart. He said this, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I can be with you for 5 minutes and find out what you like. You're into horses. I've just seen a little guy here. I've known him forever. His name's Race. He races kind of professionally go-karts. He's can't be but 10 or 11, doing like 100 miles an hour in these things. He came in today, so I'm in the lobby. By the way, they were 5 minutes late. Just wanted everybody to know that. When you see me in the lobby, I'm late too. Come on, somebody. So he's there. He's got his race shorts on. He's got his race shoes on. He looks like his name. He is Race. I know his dad. His dad named him Race. He had nothing to do with that. He was born with the name Race. And because they called him Race forever, and his dad loves going fast, and he loves going fast, he's living out that prophecy over his life. So God is looking at you, and he spoke something over you. He changed your name when you become a Christian. And now I'm David Dwayne Christian Crank, okay? And it's David Dwayne Crank, but you got to put a Christian there because I am born again. I know Jesus, and you know the same Jesus I do. And the devil is trying to keep you in a clutter and in a wreck. Put the slide back up again. The first step towards getting somewhere is saying, I'm not going to stay here. And the Holy Spirit's the one who'll lead you and go, not in a condemnation way, but in a convicting way. He'll say, you haven't prayed today. Have you ever heard this? Like, go back and tell him you're sorry. You're talking too much. I smell bacon. There's a cop over the hill. Okay, maybe not that one. Maybe not that one. I didn't mean that because I'm getting ready to go on the highway. All right. I don't even know how to get out of this one. It's kind of... So the Holy Spirit will start speaking to you through your heart, okay? And he'll trigger you to move from where you are right now and start thinking, I'm just like that chainsaw, I'm going to cut through this, and I something's bothering me. In Florida, I live right near the beach, and a lot of times I walk in the morning before I go to work. And I was walking one day, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to me. This is... I'll actually look it up because it's in my prayer log and it's there. I'm going to give you the exact date. It doesn't really matter, but it's just a thing with me. So Tuesday morning, December 28th, 2021, I'm walking on the beach and the Lord speaks to me, not in a booming voice like, hey, it's God. I say that because I want you to understand God speaks to you all the time. It's like, what's he sound like? It's like Morgan Freeman? Something like that? We'd expect that. He sound like joy. No, the Holy Spirit sounds like you because God will speak to you and you'll just be like, okay, I know it. I don't even know how to put it in real words yet, but I just know it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? People call it women's intuition. Something told me. The Holy Spirit's like, I got a name. Say my name. Okay. So the Holy Spirit speaks to me. He said, hey, I want you to do this. And I did it. I would show you the picture of my prayer log because I told Nicole, she was doing it, to take a picture of me. But I got my shirt off, and some people would have lust issues, and you would know for sure that I've got abs, but we can't find them, okay? And so he says, do this. He said, when your heart and your head are not in alignment, it messes up the rhythm of your life. And so your heart's right now, David, but your head's not right. Have you ever thought this? Or said, I know I ask a lot of questions, but that's good for you. Have you ever thought, I wish people knew my heart, because my heart's good, just my head's wrong, and because my head, I was in a bad headspace, that's why I slapped you. Come on, raise your hand right now, okay? So my heart's good, but I got anger issues. So my heart and my head have to get in alignment. What I'm saying is the Holy Spirit will clear the clutter and they'll say, hey, we're not going to get all this done in a day. All that land out there that I'm clearing, and I've done it for a long time, clearing land, rolling bobcats. It's part of who I am. I own tons of chainsaws. I love that kind of stuff. But I never look at 20 acres and go, how in the world am I going to cut all that down? I look at one tree at a time. And you've got to look at one problem at a time and go, hey, I can't fix the weight, and I can't fix the debt, and I can't fix this, but what I can do is I can start right now with me. And I can change, first of all, when the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart, like the heart monitor. Y'all follow me? Raise your hand and follow me. In the heart monitor, I got to go, wait a minute, I got to get out of this situation right now. In Florida, Friday night, a bunch of the team came over. My kids wanted to come over and watch it because we have a movie theater in our basement. And my daughter in love, she said, hey, I want to watch the movie Twister. I saw it. You're going to love it. Everybody's going to love it. I'm coming over. And there's like 25 people at my house, and they roll up Twister. Now, this when I bought this house, this guy loved watching movies, and he put in a crazy sound system that's so loud, it literally kind of rattles the house, okay? So she warned me. She said, the first scene, like the first couple minutes, is kind of intense, okay? Like I'm a four-year-old, okay? So I'm okay. I'm going to be good. But then I started watching everybody there, and they were eating candy, and I knew good and well I shouldn't eat, you know, all those gummy bears and then shouldn't put all the M&Ms in my popcorn. But how many of you have ever done that? It's just too good. Come on. If you haven't, raise your hand if you have not done this, because I've changed your life. You're welcome. And I start watching the movie, and the movie comes on, and all of a sudden, you know, cows are flying in the air, and trees are crashing, and the stuff's going so loud. And I could literally feel, because I'm older than these kids that are in the room with me, and I could feel my cortisol levels going through the roof. And I was trying to get stressed, and then they get under a bridge, and they can't get up, and they're sliding. I thought, dingbats, don't do that. Get over here. It's slippery. Get over there. And all this is fake, and all of a sudden, the man gets sucked by the tornado. He's just, he's gone. I'm like, oh, God. And then all of a sudden, I realize my fight or flight has kicked in. I've got to get out of this room. I've got a lot of stress. Okay, public speaking, anybody ever heard that? That's the scariest thing in the world. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to do for 9 times today. And I pastor 8 churches. I got a lot of problems. We have $1 million worth of debts. I don't need any more stress. I need to watch a home makeover show. I need to watch, God forgive me, a Hallmark movie. Can you go with me on this? I don't want to lose my man card, but I just got to calm down. So the Holy Spirit on the inside of me was like, get out of here. You don't need it. Because if you'd known the week that I went through, Friday night, this is not what I needed. Now, I could have stayed, but why? I've already eaten all the candy I want. My job is done here. Here's what I'm trying to prove to you. The Holy Spirit has a heart monitor on you. And he'll tell you, you need to get out of this situation. You guys are fighting like crazy. You need to calm down and get out of here before you say something stupid. You need to get your hope back. You need to stop just scrolling, and I love scrolling. When I die, 4 days later, I promise you, my fingers are still going to keep doing this, okay? I'm not judging anybody. I'm just here to tell you that sometimes they're going to go, hey, stop scrolling and read a book, because you can't go give the content that you need and just watch. Man, I saw the silliest thing in the world. You never believe what this guy did with this cat is smart. I don't know, it just popped in my head. I saw one the other day. And this cat, you may have seen this. This little kid's like climbing up, little bitty baby. He's climbing up on this railing, and the cat's looking like, hey, guys, pay attention. And he would slap the kid's hand. And he's up jumping, basically saving the kid's life. Then I thought, well, I guess they're worth somebody recording this from a phone, unless it was another cat. Come on, see what I'm saying? But you get caught up. Anybody ever went down a rabbit hole? And the Holy Spirit will tell you, you're wasting time. You're binge watching, and you're not clearing the clutter in your life. Get in there, because every step towards order is a step towards success. So I'm saying, now we get off the phone. We say, I'm not going to sit here and scroll on. I'm going to watch Netflix all night. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to clean out that closet. I'm going to try it over here. I'm going to get in there. Anybody got a junk drawer that's got so much stuff in it, you can't even really get open until you go, right? It's got pens and broken pencils and 9 million like rubber bands rolled up in a ball. And you know in there somewhere, if you really needed a stamp, there's one in there from 1989. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. But if you ever do your job and you go, I'm going to clean that drawer, I'm going to clean that room, you'll feel better. Same way with your car. Have you ever cleaned your car and you're like, this car is great? Ever cleaned your house and thought, I like it here? But when it's a mess, you're like, I need to get out of here. Because you're not made for clutter. You're made for more. And so if you want to build a better life, the first steps towards getting somewhere is deciding, I am not going to stay here right now in this situation and binge watch and eat stuff. I'm going to get up, drink water, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to monitor my heart, and I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit, because I'm not wasting my life. I'm going to be intentional with my life and my dreams. Come on, give God praise today, every camper. Proverbs 4, verse 23. I want you to read the first three words very loud to me. What does it say? Oh, it's so smart. You're readers. Above all else, the most important thing that you can do is guard your heart. Because everything you do flows from it. Now, media, I want you to leave it there for a minute because some people will take a picture and other people just need to see this again because I'm going to keep referring to it for a couple minutes. The most important thing you can do above all else is guard your heart. But when your heart gets broken, and they stomped on your heart, and they lied about you, and they stained your good name like Joseph, and he didn't do what was wrong, but he's accused of sexual allegations from the palace. He's in the pit, and God promised him a palace, and it was a long time coming, but he had to protect his heart. David, King David, you think about him and all the stuff he's been through, and that he's been hurt and betrayed and got daddy issues, and dad never blessed him but blessed all the other boys, and God called him king, even though his dad didn't even call him to the presentation, but he had to protect his heart. Then he ends up doing some things that aren't right with Bathsheba. It's our first porn issue, to where he's supposed to be out doing something, and because he's not, you got to write this down. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to do what you're not supposed to be doing. Wow. Say it again. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to start doing what you're not supposed to be doing. So all of his team members were out in battle, but he stayed home, and he saw a woman taking a bath on a roof. Her name is Bathsheba. Come on, someone. And he lusted for her, invited her up, put on Netflix, begin to chill. One thing leads to another, and then she's pregnant. Because he wasn't cleaning the clutter, because he wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing. And then to make matters worse, he brings the husband back, tries to get them together, and he says, man, an honorable man, I cannot go sleep with my wife, and my guys be in battle. I cannot enjoy this pleasure and do that. And David's like, dang it, what do I do now? Because again, when it gets clutter tends to build, and it tends to snowball and get worse. So then he says, you know what? Hey, send him back to battle and put him on the front lines. In other words, he was responsible for having this guy murdered. And at the end of the trail, here's how cool God is. God looks at him because David said, it was good for me that I was afflicted. God looks at him and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. When I was younger, I never understood that. But it wasn't like God looked at his heart and said, oh, your heart's so good. No, he said, you were after my heart. You were trying to do good, but your spirit was willing, but your flesh was weak. And I got a feeling that you're just like me because you brought your happy self in here this weekend to one of our campuses, and you go, hey, I just go to this church because this guy's so screwed up, it makes me feel good about me. Because most preachers won't be honest with you. I'm being honest that I don't have it all together. Before I was a pastor, I was a man. So you and I have to realize we have this flesh, it must be renewed, and we have to have a heart monitor and say, above all else, we got to guard our heart, because when you get hurt, you're going to hurt people, and you're going to say things to your wife that you wish you hadn't. You're going to say things to your kids. You're not meaning it, but you didn't guard your heart, and everything you do comes out of it. Today, I shouldn't tell you this, but on the way here, I was really feeling good. I was happy. Endorphins were flying. I was in my wife's car, which is really fast. She has a Tesla. She's out of town. I can drive it, and I'm hauling. And then you can just talk to this thing and tell it to play any song you want. I'm like, Post Malone, I had some help. I'm driving another, na 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 na, all by myself. I'm na 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 na. I don't know the words, but I'm not. Wait, when I'm alone in the car, I know the words. Endorphins are feeling, and then all of a sudden, I felt. Condemnation, like, we shouldn't be listening. This, you're a pastor. Post Malone, you should be listening. How great is our God, amazing grace. And I'm like, I have some help. But what I was doing, it was kind of pumping me up. I'm not saying that I agree with everything Post Malone. I've never met him. All I know is I felt like I'm in a good space in my head. I'm in a good space in my heart. So then when I get in front of you and then I'm getting ready to go to our city and do it, and I'm coming back here to do it and go to our city to do it, by the end of the day, I'm not going, I hate this job. No, I love this job, and I love ministering to you and get you the vibes that I'm throwing to you. Somebody got to understand what I'm saying. Do you and be happy. And if you're not happy, get some help. Because we had some help. Psalms 51, verse 10. I can't believe I told you to listen to Post Malone. Thank God that half our church doesn't know who he is. Don't Google this guy. Psalms 51, verse 10 says, create in me a pure heart, oh God, and renew in me a steadfast spirit. Create in me a pure heart. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a cheerful heart is a good medicine. Look at your neighbor and say, you need some medicine. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit, that spirit is synonymous with your heart. Notice you read in the Bible and it's a capital S, it's the Holy Spirit. If it's lowercase, it's your spirit, it's your heart, it's you, it's who you are. It's the thing that drives you crazy when you're alone. You're like, man, I know I shouldn't have done that, but I did it. Anybody ever knew you shouldn't do it, but you did? Don't point at anybody, just raise your hand. A cheerful heart is a good medicine. So the first thing that the Bible also says, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you need to get around some joyful people. Let me ask you a question right now. How many of y'all feel a little bit better now? You weren't feeling necessarily bad, but you feel better now than you did before it all started this morning at church. Come on, raise your hand, okay? At every campus. That's because you're in the anointing. There's something special about being in this space and place. And the anointing of God, when we're worshiping, starts hitting, and your heart starts getting right, and hope starts coming alive, and the devil gets mad. And by the way, you feel better because the devils, we don't let them in here. They're in the parking lot by your car going, how much longer are they going to be? Is this guy ever going to shut up? But when you go out, you need to go, oh, no, devil, you're not going with me today. I'm having a cheerful heart. I'm having a blessed heart. I got a heart monitor on right now. Come on, somebody. I want to clear the clutter out of my life. My heart and my head are going to get in alignment right now. Because I am going to get rid of these unresolved heart issues that are causing me anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Because we all have it. And the Holy Spirit will help you with a monitor and go, why are you thinking about that right now? You haven't seen Becky in 9 years. Why do you want to go on Facebook and try to find out where Daryl's at now? And so your heart and your head get out of alignment. And you start, it's like your physical heart starts flip-flopping, and they're saying, oh, you need this drug, and you need that drug. I'm all for medicine to get help, but I think when you really get running right, you're going to just feel better. According to the American Heart Association, I looked this stuff up with some of our doctors this week, and it says stress is one of the main contributors to high blood pressure and cardiovascular problems and disease. One of the number ones. So if we do a daily heart check and say, wait a minute, this is what the Holy Spirit is inviting us to do today. He's saying, clear the clutter. If you go clean out the sock drawer, which by the way, is it just me? But has anybody washed their socks and it's like they're gone, like half of them? There's no matching. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. So where do these things go? It's like the, anyway, side note, went there. So when you clear the clutter, you're going to feel better. Clean the closet, clean the car. Start cleaning your mind. Start defragging your computer, if it be, and say, I'm going to close some of these tabs down. We're running too slow. I'm going to prioritize God. I'm going to get in a group. Now, I want to talk to you about that for a minute. Getting around the right people changes your life forever. Okay? Change your life forever. A year from now or 5 years from now, you're going to be like the five people that you're hanging out with. So find some people and go, I want to be like her. I want to be like him. The Bible said, be faithful followers of them through faith and patience to have inherited the promises. So get around some successful people. And I can't think of more success than people that really got their stuff together than Christians. Because people that are Christ followers, they're on the same vibe as you, they're on the same wavelength as you, and they understand that, hey, as much as I think our country is a great country, I don't think a political candidate is going to fix our problem. I think we have a sin problem, and we have a church problem, and we have a Jesus problem, and I think it's important that the right person is there, but I think it's all jacked up, and I think it's offensive to God. I think God's like, hey, I'm here. I can really help you, but eggs are $27. God's like, I got it. But gas is $11. I got it. He's not in heaven going, listen, if something doesn't happen, we're running out of money. What are we going to do? No, he said, I'm your God, and I will supply all of your needs. So if you get around the right people, you'll have the right outlook, and your mind gets right. And if your mind gets right, your heart gets right. And where mind goes, man follows. Casper, you're so tall. I'm not going to use you. Come here, buddy man. What's your name again? Corey? Corey, horrible names. He's always here on Sunday mornings helping us and doing whatever, and I look at him and think, must be what I look like. And then I look in the mirror and go, no, it's clearly not what I look like. Corey's going to do a little example here. So Corey's just going to follow me, okay? So follow me, Corey. So here he is. You got to kind of walk like this, Corey. This is where we're going to walk, okay? And then we're going to turn over here. And then we're going to go over here. And wherever I go, he's going. He's following. I make a quick turn. I got that. We quick turn over there. We do that. He's just on me. Corey is with me right now. When you get around some people that'll follow you like that, and when you get wounded and you get hurt and they're just watching you going, hey, wait a minute, they're in the hospital or they got a trial or they got a problem, then it's just kind of nice knowing Corey's here. He puts off vibes like, don't hit Pastor David. Look at his little arms. Look at his arms. Give it up for Corey. Come on, you do better than that, Corey. Okay. So get around some people that'll follow you like that. And then you follow the Holy Spirit like that. And then he will be there and he will lead you to information that'll change your life. Now, my last couple minutes, I want to go somewhere. I find people all the time that don't monitor their physical life. I'm going to go on a trail and you don't have to go here with me. It's not like my soapbox, but it's for real. I have a team of doctors all the time. At church, great guys, some of the smartest, actually one of the most world-renowned doctors goes to our church, and he's the smartest guy I've ever seen in my life. Whenever I have anything, I'll ask him, and he'll be like, blah, 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 bam, okay? And when I talk to so many people, what we're doing is there's a mind-gut connection, okay? Literally, your gut, your microbiome in your body affects your mind. You heard, you are what you eat. Anybody ever heard that, okay? It's not just that. You are what's eating you. So there's all kinds of little bugs. Anybody ever went to Mexico and you drank the water or you brushed your teeth in the water? Anybody ever been to Mexico and you all of a sudden, you're like, man, I just lost 27 pounds. I hate it the way I lost it. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. So their system and their microorganisms in their system and waters and so on got in your gut and now you're contaminated. By the way, years ago, if I go to Mexico, I was just there 2 weeks ago, I go to the drugstore and get Bactrim and it helps with the bacteria. But here's what I want to say to you. If there's a few things I want to do to you and for you is to make sure that you're not just thinking it all depends on God. There's certain things you can do. And you got to get your gut, your physical gut healthy. A lot of you have leaky gut. Your gut's leaking because we're eating all the processed food. And they say, this is enriched. Whenever they say it's enriched, it means they messed with that bad boy big time. It sounds great. It's enriched. It's not it. You want to get it. When you read the back of a label, anybody went to the store, you're like, I don't understand what all this says. But how many of y'all can read a label and it says fish? You're like, just fish. Come on, raise your hand. If you know, it's just fish. Okay, so eat just fish. Eat just real chicken. I realize there's vegans in here. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't do that. But anyway, I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. You want to get and eat stuff that comes from the ground as quick as you possibly can and not have man manufacture it, okay? And they spray it with all kinds of pesticides and preservatives. And they go, so at my age, I need all the preservatives I can get. No, you don't. We got to eat healthy, and we got to get your gut right. You're eating yogurt. You're drinking probiotics. You're taking probiotics every day. You're taking some cod liver oil. You're doing things to make you feel better. And then, last but not least, you got to drink a lot of water. The bank comes and takes blood from me all the time because they owe a lot of money and they want to make sure. You know, when I owed, like, the church owed $2 million, I stayed up at night. Now we owe $16 million and they stay up at night and I sleep fine. But they check me all the time. They have all kinds of insurance on me. They came and got blood the other day. The doctor called me up and said, hey, are you drinking water, enough water? I'm like, yeah, man, I got a Stanley Cup at both my houses. Like, I drink some water. Your boy, I'm waterlogged. All day long, I walk around with a Stanley Cup. It's weird because all the blood work, by the way, you could preach about the power of the blood, just taking blood samples, they could tell a lot about you. And they said, I think, you know, I don't,
it's weird because this liver and that enzyme, and I think you're dehydrated. So the next day, I was working out, and there was a Walmart next door, and I had on my pajamas, so I thought, I'll just go in. And I went into Walmart, and I was walking, and there's a plastic thing of 1 gallon of water. Now, I got my Stanley, but I got 1 gallon of water. Okay, so my thing is I don't drink water out of a plastic, utensil. It's just bad because it gets hot, and it heats up the plastic molecules, and the water's contaminated and gives you cancer. That's a fact. But I don't do that. But then I thought to myself, self, you drink Diet Coke, do all kinds of stupid stuff. Just get 1 gallon today and see and measure, because, it'd be too much math for me to do 40, 40, 40, 40 on my Stanley. So I just got the 1 gallon. By the end of the day, I was like only this far down, and I felt like I'd been waterboarded by a terrorist group. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't drink any more water. I'm peeing every 5 minutes. In fact, I can't even drink my coffee and drink the other drinks that I enjoy drinking if I'm going to drink this much water. And I realized once I monitored it that I'd been lying to myself. Wow. And I was dehydrated. Still today on my counter, I just got a big gallon. I looked at it and thought, God, not today. It's Sunday. Can I have a day off? I don't know how I can drink a Diet Coke this big. Suck it right down. But water, I'm like, can't drink that much water. It's going to kill me. Raise your hand if you share what I'm talking about here. I feel like there's a lot of liars here today. Let's try it again so you don't go to hell from church. Okay? But what you don't monitor doesn't tend to manifest in your life. So you got to monitor your heart and your head. You got to monitor your church attendance. And then you got to get around people that help you with the stuff that I just gave you. And I could talk for hours and hours about health and nutrition and all that kind of stuff and all the vitamins and supplements that I take. But I learned it all from people at our church. So groups are getting ready to start here in a few days. And there's health groups, doctor groups, motorcycle groups. There's every kind of group you can imagine. And if there's not a group that you want to join, then you need to start that group because there are people that are interested in doing it. In other words, what I want you to understand at this church, I want you to keep doing the thing you love to do. If it's not immoral or sinful. But I want you to do it with the people of God. Because when you get around people of God, you're going to share that teaching. You're going to share that camaraderie. And they're going to give you information. And you're going to give them information. And you're all going to complete each other. But if this is just a big church where you come to, in one of our campuses, and you run in and you run out, and it helps you, and you laughed a little today, and you learned a little today, that's step one. But I want you to go to the next step and really elevate your life and show me your friends. I'll show you your future. And you're one step away from one answer that you need that'll change the microbiome in your gut. That'll change your physical body, and it'll change the way you live, and ultimately the way your kids and your kids' kids live. Was that all right for today? Yeah. We're 2 minutes over. Stand up with me. I want to pray for you before we go. Distraction, by the way, is the killer of dreams, and visions, and goals. That's what distraction is. And the enemy tries to distract you. I don't go to church today. I don't work out today. Don't drink that gallon of water today. You can do it tomorrow. We'd all plan on having a better tomorrow, and we would if we'd start today. And so we need to take that one step. I'm not staying here anymore. I'm moving forward. I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to change the way I think so I can change the way that I live. I want to pray for you here in Florida at every campus that we got. First of all, I want to say I'm proud of you for going to church today. It's a nice day in St. Louis. People could have, there's a lot of places you could have went, but you prioritized God. By the way, that was a good decision. God, I ask you to move in and out every row and up and down every aisle at every campus and online and on television. God, we sang the song today that you have good plans for us, and you do. Your plans are good for us, but we got distracted. We're going to say, hey, we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to prune us. Next week when I finish this series, we're going to talk more about that. And once we take these one step towards God, you'll take 1,000 towards us. I rebuke Satan and his power that has kept depression over you today. A dark level of depression, making you think that there wasn't a way out, that this is as far as you're ever going to go. Your dream isn't going to be fulfilled. I hear that by the Spirit of God. I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. You take authority over that thought and you cast it down. Today is the day of turnaround. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord a great big hand of praise.